Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fired Up with CJ. I'm CJ Liu, and this segment starts our four-part series on sympathetic joy. And we have Ragini Michaels here today with us.
Hi, CJ.
And we are going to, this is actually part of our, how many parts? Many part series. we started off by looking at obstacles to self-love.
Correct. I think we had seven of those.
Seven. And now we're actually looking at the
invitations.
Pairs. Invitations that actually are a pairing. Mm-hmm. Oh, we even have a pairing. Yay.
Like wine and chocolate.
Exactly. A pairing to go with the negative emotions of anger, guilt, shame,
envy, jealousy,
all those things. So these are kind of the positive pairings to go with those. Mm-hmm. So this is our pairing that goes with, what does sympathetic joy go with it?
Envy and jealousy.
Oh, yes. Green envy and jealousy. So that is what we're going to be talking about today, is sympathetic joy. And we're going to start, like we do with all of the segments in the series, on describing what it is from a psychological perspective.
From a psychological perspective, it is actually the antidote to envy, mm-hmm, and jealousy, and in some ways hypocrisy as well. Mm-hmm. And I think it's seeing others as part of your family. You know how when somebody in your family has something good happen to them, mm-hmm, you generally feel, not always, but generally feel happy for them.
Right.
So sympathetic joy, by definition, really is having a feeling that I'm happy that you're happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy that you have gotten a little piece of the joy that comes to individuals in life. Yay, this is a wonderful thing. And instead of feeling sympathetic joy, oftentimes what people feel is envy when something nice happens to someone else, rather than feeling happy for them. Or we move into a state of pretending that we're happy for them, which can feel very hypocritical on the inside, even if you're coming across very sincerely on the outside.
Right, right. And it's, you know what's so hard with this one? Almost with every single one of these, I can actually relate to mm-hmm, a certain point, but I actually, this is one that I don't have a problem with. Is that shocking?
It's nice. It's very nice, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Because it adds a lot to your own life if you can be happy for other people, because it makes you happy.
Yeah.
If you're happy for other people's happiness, it makes your life a happier place to be, rather than being envious of other people's happiness and wishing that you had it, or that you had it and they didn't. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of experience with envy and jealousy in my personal journey. So when I discovered sympathetic joy and began to work with it, it really changed things a lot, because I started to have a lot more happiness in my life, because I'm happy because you're happy. It sounds so silly, but that's the simplest definition of sympathetic joy.
Yeah. And how about from a spiritual perspective? Is it, because I noticed that we had actually, before we started the show, you said that the Buddhists have an idea of sympathetic joy, and also the Hindus have one, and yoga have some ideas of sympathetic joy. Mm-hmm. What does it mean from a spiritual perspective?
Really, it's one of the experiences that I believe is just a fundamental reality of your heart. That it's a natural state of the human heart when left to its own devices and not covered up with all of the directives and fears and anxieties that come from the mind. So from a spiritual perspective, it when you touch sympathetic joy, when you make the effort to step into that space, it opens your heart. It really does open the heart, so that you start to have the opportunity to see, oh, here's what life looks like from my mind, envy, jealousy, and here's what life looks like from my heart. So you get two very different perspectives. And most people, once you get used to looking at life through the eyes of your heart, that's the preferential choice, mm-hmm, because it makes you happier. It's just a happier place to be than envy and jealousy.
Yeah. And then how about so how you're saying this relates to love is, in fact, because this is about opening your heart, it's a way of showing love, or, you know, on each of these segments we've talked about, how is this an antidote for fear?
Right.
And how does this move us closer to love?
Well, again, in the same vein that I was just speaking about it, fear is a basic, beyond your basic biological fight or flight or freeze mechanism. The fear that most of us experience is from the mind. It's right. from it's worry about what's the future going to be, or it's worry about not healing the past and having the future look like your past.
Right.
So those anxieties come from the mind. Mm-hmm. So when you start looking at sympathetic joy, it opens your heart to simply be present to what is and shift your view from all the negative things that can happen in life, because life is full of a lot of pain and suffering.
Mm-hmm.
It's really sympathetic joy is about shifting your view to find the joy, to find the beauty, the wonder, and let it touch you, and that opens your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that moves you out of fear and into love. And of course, being able to be happy because somebody else is happy is a form of self-care and self-love, because you're bringing happiness to your own life. You are doing it. Hmm. You are caring for
right,
yourself.
Right, that's the self-care part of
yes.
it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. That's a nuance that I wouldn't have gotten, mm-hmm. but I guess it is. The two nuances that I wouldn't have gotten is you're doing it for yourself as much as the other person.
Because from a spiritual perspective, there's no difference. We're all members of the same species. And if your heart opens, other people's hearts open.
Right, right. I get that part. So energetically, what happens when, you know, when your heart opens? So you're saying what happens is that with sympathetic joy, your heart opens. And when that happens, probably a lot of the fear kind of dissipates. What else happens kind of energetically when you actually like open yourself up to feeling other people's happiness?
Literally, energetically, you can feel an actual opening or a surge or a pulsing in the heart area in your actual physical body. So it's a different energy. We don't think of the physical heart as, you know, opening. That would not be so good on the physical
right.
level. But energetically.
Yes, that would be good on a physical level.
Emotionally, when the heart opens, energetically the heart opens. And when you move into sympathetic joy, which is a very, as I said earlier, it's a state that is natural to the human heart. So when you get down to that place where you're actually able to touch it, to vibrate with it, to resonate with it, to catch the glimmer of it,
mm-hmm.
the energetics of your heart, if you will buy energetic model for a moment, mm-hmm. actually vibrates differently. You
mm-hmm.
know, I mean, it's like in music, if you have something in a room that's vibrating at one level and you bring something up to a different vibration into the room, it can change the vibration
mm-hmm.
of, say, the harp chord, you know, the string on the harpsichord or whatever
right.
will change how it's vibrating if something else comes into the room.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's something like that. A lot of people who've spent time with spiritual masters will talk about having experiences that they've never had before, because speaking in this model, their energy rises up to meet and vibrate with and resonate with the energy of the spiritual master.
Hmm.
And it's who's living at a different level of energetically vibrating.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I can say experientially. So if a friend says, I just got that job, or a client's like, I just got that job.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And it really does feel that way where
it does.
Your energy does, as you're saying, your energy rises to the level that their energy is at. And it's also, as you're saying, and you feel it's a transference of happiness, a shared happiness, their
yeah.
happiness with getting that job.
Yes, the makes joy.
You all happy with getting that job.
Their joy becomes your joy. And what
yeah.
is more wonderfully human at the highest level than that?
Yeah. Even just saying that, didn't your heart just...
Yeah.
Just even saying that, my heart got all buzzed out. How about you out there listening? Did your heart get buzzed out? I have that. So that is one of my greatest joys in coaching. And you
mm-hmm.
probably have that same thing in your
I
practice
do.
Too. When people come in and they tell you, guess what? I'm in here. Like whatever thing is. And doesn't it sound like that every time? Seriously.
Well, yes, because usually when people are excited or something, they have something wonderful coming in their life, their whole energy goes up a few levels,
yeah.
you know, as well as the decibels of their voice.
It's the best ever. That is the best. Honestly, that is the best part of my job as a coach.
Yes.
Is to actually feel that vibrational
too.
Energy and just overall happiness. And like you're saying, it's the shared happiness. And I never thought about it as heart opening, but absolutely that is true.
Absolutely. And if what we want in our world today is it's available to us much more easily when we live from our hearts. I'm not saying throw your mind away. I'm saying that the mind needs the balance of the heart for guidance and direction and clarity.
It's too bad because I actually just put my mind in the shredder after you said that. I'm just kidding.
No, you need your mind. But it has to be in the right place.
Yeah.
Right. The mind has to be, well, it doesn't have to be, but it works better in service of the heart.
Yes. Completely agree. Many thanks to you. Mm. A heartfelt thanks to you, Ragini Michaels, author of a new book. Go to Amazon and find it. Unflappable six steps to staying centered, peaceful, happy, centered, and peaceful.
Yes. No matter
what. No matter what. Again, go to Amazon. You can also find it on RaginiMichaels.com.
That's right.
Spell your name, please.
RaginiMichaels.
And if you looked at Ragini's face, she was pausing almost, which is curious to me. All right, don't go anywhere, because in the next segment, we are going to be talking about how you cultivate more sympathetic joy in your life. And if you want to create a happy you and a happy planet, then go on to Facebook, find Fire It Up with CJ's fan page, and like us. I want you to like me. So go over and friend us. We'll be right back.